painting on water, an artist perfecting a technique that dates back 8 centuries.
It's an ancient Asian art, painting on water, and it dates all the way back to the 12th century. Well, it's being brought back to life by a Chicago woman whose study of water led her to this very interesting and difficult art form. ABC 7's Harry Porterfield thinks she's someone you should know.
That's only water from a faucet, you say. But not to Amy Lee Sagami. She studied engineering at IIT and graduated with a master's in fluid dynamics.
Fluid dynamics is the study of the most important elements in our life, water and air. And as we know, water everywhere, and it's what we need to survive and what is make us living.
Born in China, she became a principal engineer in a division of Baxter International dealing with fluids, the medium which led her to her current incarnation as an artist who paints on water. The process is called suminagashi.
I think people are very much interested in things that are unique, special, and beautiful, and soothing too. Remember, this is created on the surface of the water.
In her fine arts building studio, she produces variations on that theme with material she has devised to accommodate her mechanical and artistic creativity. This is an example of how sumigashi looked when practiced in Japan by Shinto priests in the 12th century. Traditionally, it was in black and white.
I finally can comfortably say that as an engineer turned artist, I'm still serving a function. I'm constantly solving the problem of the fluid dynamics and yet creating new images. And it's very gratifying with that.
Amy Lee Sagami, engineer, artist who paints on water, and someone you should know.